essence of the purpose of a Sunday morning is also to celebrate His faithfulness to us. We are not ignorant of the many happening to the people that we know, and even the people that we have a relationship. But for us, we are well. Also, we continue to thank God that as the year continues to unfold, the Lord may continue to make it clear to us the areas that He may want us to grow and actually move from one level to another level. And before I share the word, we also continue to thank God for the JPRC and even for the mission statement that you have given here. Justice now, peace forever. Because even at our personal level, even within our families, even within the country, peace need not be overemphasized. That is something that we keep looking for. And you know very well, when peace is even interrupted, the kind of life that we go through, there is a city. And many times we are able to move from one level to another level. And even to say no to the impunity, there are so many things that we need to call upon the name of the Lord to intervene, even in the governance of this country. Even as we talk about now, we have a post-hardship. We continue to call upon the name of the Lord, that the peace may be done to all. The issue of the nurses is still striking, the nurses strike is still biting, and we can see people who are also struggling for their peace to be done, for the peace to be done to them. It's our prayer as we reflect on the JPRC week, the week that was, and even as we come to this level, we continue to call upon the name of the Lord to intervene. The issue of the human rights at our personal level, to our children, to our spouses, to whoever that we come across, it's all revolves where we are. And therefore, it's a big, big responsibility, or a huge responsibility bestowed upon us as we continue to live harmoniously with one another. In our national heaven, may the peace be found in our boundaries. And even the peace to be experienced by your neighbor, so that you may live harmoniously and live the life that's worthy the calling. More so, it is clearly and has been announced here, our theme, which is in place, and we continue to call upon the name of the Lord to make it clear to us that we may go in all aspect, because there are so many areas that we find ourselves, even in our relationship, in our businesses, because when we talk about the growth, we are talking of improvement, we are talking of progression, we are talking about the expanding. It's our desire that the Lord may make it clear. There are many areas of concern at our levels. Even the growth in our politics, growth in our prayer life, growth in the reading of the Word of God, growth in all areas. And the Lord has given unto you because you have many networking. Even growth in the academic life, in our everything, that's our desire. And today, we want to talk about the spiritual growth. It's not so much about linear, it's not one line. And growth is a process. Your involvement is highly needed. My involvement for my growth, if I'm in the business, I'm in the academic world, I'm in the relationship, we should remember growth is a process. And growth starts somewhere. And as you progress in this life, there is time that you can even call a meeting to yourself and ask yourself, which direction am I moving? Am I making any progress? Remember, growth is all about you. Growth is not automatic. Growth is not a straight line. Sometimes there is up and down. never created us to reach one level and stop there. I think of the level that you are in today, the Lord has all the power and the ability to move you from one level to another. And you should keep desiring to improve. Even in my prayer life, in my business, in my politics, in my relationship, brothers and sisters, we should desire to get better and better in all that we do. And it cannot happen without you unless your personal involvement and initiative be captured into it. Stir up what God has put in you and get better at all time. We are equipped and we have what it takes. But the Lord has placed you where you are today because you know that you can make it. But you are not yet where you want you to be. I'm not where you want me to be. I have to have the personal intervention. I have to pioneer. I have to be there. And remember, it is a process. During the growing process, keep yourself focused. The focus is the most critical thing. Because when you talk about the growth, growth has the forward looking. And remember, growth is the process of responding positively to the change. That is why you have to respond positively, so that you may move. Growth being the addition, growth being multiplication, growth call for the focus. The beneficiary or the recipients of the benefit of growth, it is you, and you have to remain focused, and that's where we are. And you have to practice the philosophy of continuous improvement on a daily basis. Even the purpose of coming to a Sunday worship and to be with other people is to learn to know more of your maker, of your sustainer, of your provider. Get a little bit better every single day. You will come to this level, joining that fellowship even in the middle of the week, wherever you are, calling yourself for a meeting on a daily basis. Every single day, the Lord wants us to make some progress. Wherever we are, whatever we do, wherever we are. And we have to be like a tree. Remember, the tree is still grounded. We have to be grounded to what we know. We know the truth. And what I put in the Bible, when you know the truth eventually will set you free. Connect with your roots. Connect to what you know. Connect to your values. Because the Lord wants us to make a progress. There must be some progression. And for us to be like a tree, we have to remain connected to our roots. That's what we know. We started this life as a Christian, you know the many years that you have invested. Because even coming for a Sunday worship is an investment to your spiritual life. And that's why you treasure this moment. You treasure to be with other people. Be connected with your roots. Remain focused. They don't want you to grow. You have to move from one level to another level. Turn over a new leaf. Things that may come in your way, you keep turning over. There must be a turnaround. And that's what the Lord will give at us. We are somewhere. When you don't want to keep growing up, the indication is that there's somebody somewhere. But the Lord is encouraging us that we should know where we are. And you are being called to keep growing from one level to another. God can take you from prison to parish. God can take you from grace to grace because He's a God of wonders. If only you remain focused, you remain connected to your Maker, there is where the Lord wants to take you. You must be very positive the direction that you are moving. Speak the language of your destiny. Don't be clouded by the happening of today. There are things that are not palatable. They are not okay. But don't be clouded. Because you are maker, forward looking, and our maker is calling unto us. Because growth is forward looking. Speak the language of your destiny. Old ways won't open the new doors. Remember, old ways, no way that will open the new door. You cannot even trace a new city with an old map. You have to look at yourself. You audit yourself, the way you conduct yourself, the way you respond. So for us to realize our growth, we have to discard the old ways. Behold them that are in Christ Jesus, they are new creation. There is something that is holding your growth. Be it in a relationship, be it in your business, be it your social life. Economically, there is something that the Lord is telling us. All it is to open the new doors. We have to change. We have to have a turnout in our mind. And we have to know where we are. It's not where the Lord wants us to be. There is the concept of the reporting. Where you remove a plant from a smaller pot to a larger one, so that the plant can thrive and maximize their growth. The Lord is looking at us. Could it be where you are? And the mind that you are engaging on a daily basis, they are holding you. Can you embrace the concept of reporting? You remove from this small pot to another bigger pot. The Lord wants you now to move from one level to another level. We are not where we were when we first believed. St. Peter talked about the elementary. We are no longer dealing with the elementary, the basics. We are dealing with the solid. We know where we are. The many years that you have invested in your salvation, the many years that you have invested in your prayer life, the many years that you have invested even in your business, the Lord wants you to maximize. You have to transfer from one level to another level. Likewise, in life, there comes a time when reporting is absolutely necessary. Could it be our goals in one way or the other? And to start with your personal life. Look at yourself, go a little to yourself. It's where you are, where perhaps your maker wants you to be. What is it that you are not getting it right? The Lord is telling us, the door is wide open. We have to keep growing. Goal and self-transformation cannot be delegated. Your spiritual growth and whatever you are doing on your daily basis, you cannot delegate to other people. It's upon you. You wake up for a prayer. You wake up to join other worshippers. You wake up to reflect on the word of God. That goal that you are earning, you cannot delegate to other people. You do not grow in good times. You grow in times that are very challenging. If you look at yourself and call yourself a meeting, you may find the many times that you have ever made some progress in life is when you are experiencing some challenges. But when things are cool and okay, many times when we are crafted and wired as human beings, we tend to rest. We tend to relax there. And the Lord is telling us, you cannot delegate on any other person. The day of opportunity is not a day of preparation. The growth is ahead. You have to be prepared on daily basis. The day of opportunity is not the day for the preparation. You have to remain focused, waiting and trusting. But you should decide to know, what does it entail to grow in all aspects? Remember, God is the source. He is the source of everything that you talk about. And the growth is where you respond. He is calling upon us. He has put the thing for us for the year. Therefore, what God has put in him, and he will take you further than you can imagine. The secret behind this is to be connected and desire to know what he's talking about. Remember, it is about growing and improving and getting better. Period, nothing else. Life that we are talking about, if you are still kicking and you are still alive, it's all about growing, improving and getting better. Any reverse to that is devastating and you cannot enjoy the same. In the book of Mark, where we have read, we should desire to know the Lord is telling us to connect with him. The Lord is calling us to keep growing up. And he is putting it very clear, first, that of Mark chapter 12, the so-called the Great Commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Really, the Lord knows that you have this. You know you are still alive, you have your soul. You still, your places. Nationally, you can lose amount. And the Lord is also talking about the strength. Be it the financial masters, be it the spiritual masters. The Lord is telling us that we should laugh. Because the second behind this group that we are talking about is to have the owner of the resources. The Lord belong to him. We have read verse Psalm number 24. The Lord belong to him. And all that is near him, he is now calling us. For me and you to realize our growth and to maximize the same, I have to have this road. We don't go that every other morning, Sunday morning. You are so passionate to come and worship. He is the object of our worship. We worship him. He deserves all the glory and the honor. And when you uplift him up and up, all what you do is to God to come and bless you and make you to go from one level to another level. And the second thing, you shall love your neighbor. Even as we talk about the justice and peace and reconciliation, the impunity and the corruption, and the mess that you are experiencing is being done to the neighbor. It is you are so selfish. You want to take everything. The founder of the Republic of India, Mahatma Gandhi, said, this world has so many resources. However, it's not enough for one greedy person. This world has all the resources that can satisfy everybody and get the national cake. However, this enormous resources is not enough for one greedy person. The Lord is looking at us. How are we treating? My God will actually be hindered by the way I treat my neighbor. And remember the neighbor, you can choose your career. You can choose anything, but you cannot choose your neighbor. The neighbor is there to stay. The neighbor is with you all the time. The neighbor is the workplace. You have your business partner. You have other people. It's upon you. You look at yourself and ask yourself, where am I? And the Lord, the starting point is very clear. You should love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second command, we have put another level, another tire, that you have to think about this labor. And that's why we are saying, we are put by the Justice and Peace Conservation Committee. Justice now, peace forever. This justice that we are talking about need to be done to everybody, and that's where we are. Do you have strategy for your spiritual growth? What the Lord is telling us, we have to go in more aspect. And this cannot happen in vacuum. We have to be connected to him. But there is a big question. Do you have strategy for your spiritual growth? There are three things a Christian needs to know in order to grow. And these are very critical. And that's one of the reasons why even we are here. And we need not to be overemphasized. It is very clear. The word of God and the prayer. How do you go about it? Be looking at yourself, your connection with the word of God. God desires for us to grow spiritually. He has given us all we need to experience our spiritual growth, the word of God. Can you imagine? It's not a theory. There are not other things there. The one who bless, the one who owns the universe, the one who is calling us to grow. All that you need to know is that our level is just to be well connected to the word. You reflect on the word of God. And the time will come in a deeper manner, we talk about this word, the word of God. What does it entail? Suppose my life is not adding up because me and the word of God, we have some disconnect. Because we say, be repent, be connected, so that I may bless you. God grows in God to require none other than God himself. For you to grow and mature and to reach the level that the Lord wants you to be, you don't need any other. You need God himself. How am I relationship with my God? Within the course of the week, during my undertakings and my ventures, when the Lord look at me, how does he bring me back to where I am? We need his word to feed and even for our spiritual nourishments. And without God, we acknowledge you. We submit you that Sunday morning, to you, being in a place of worship is the place to be. This is the way. This is a good habit. Don't Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. Don't ignore the idea of this body. Like you do not know that the Holy Ghost, you are so busy. But you are in the morning on a Sunday, you pick up your body to be in the present worship because you need his word of God. We need your prayer to commune with him. Number two is obedience to God's word. Because we need to be the hearer and the doer of the word of God. We may come and hear. And we hear many statements. We hear people talking. We hear many philosophies and sayings. But in the Bible, it is very clear. Obedience to the word of God. Hearing him and reading his word is not enough. We have to practice. We have to be seen to follow the word of God to the letters. Because many times we have a statement. And the word of God may be like a history. Maybe like a newspaper, you get all the information, but there is no transformation. If you want to grow in all aspects, the Lord is telling us, we have. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love you. And we will come to him and make our home with him. If you hear my word, my command, you have to follow the same. And number three, when we're talking about that, what do you need to do? What is the word of God? And then you obey the trials and the tests. You know the trials and the tests are demon. Don't relash everything that comes on your way that is not palatable. You say it's a demon. There are some things that come on your way to bring you back. You have gone on a stray. They don't want to bring you back. The testing of your faith, the form as a fear runs. There is the fact that the Lord has brought you. And the many things that you have gone through in life, really, they are geared to bring you back. So what if you connected to the source of all the growth? Because by the end of the day, bottom line is to be connected with and you live from the same script with the one who is the source of all the growth. He is calling upon us. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. But at least you should overcome. Not every temptation and the trials and the tests that you cannot overcome. You are grounded. You are connected. So that at least every other day. And don't give the testimony of the defeat. There is this guy called T.R. Osborne who said that the concept and the testimony that you give of the evil one, the testimony that you give of the evil one, you give the evil one the supremacy. When you keep talking about the defeat all the time, there is no test that you have ever gone through. There are some things, the fire you have invested in your salvation and in your faith. There are some things that you can say to hell with it and you stand by the word. Not every test and a trial that you need to be defeated. Tumetoka bali na ugali tumetoka tumeona Bwana. At least we are somewhere. That's why the Lord is telling us, keep going. You started, you are somewhere. Either quarter way, half way, three quarter way. You are not yet there. The Lord wants you to be. And that's why we are there. We do not go when things are easy. We go when we face challenges. Can you imagine? For our spiritual growth, many a times we do not go when things are easy, they are okay. Is it going? Many a times we don't have to penetrate. There are many opposition, and you can know how to navigate. You move out of that. And when one door closes, the Lord is ready to open another door. We are not the kind of the people. When one thing is not working, this is true of the avenue is not working. You are grounded there like there's no alternative. We talk of a God of option. And people with the option, they don't get started. Because you know you are maker. People with the options, they never get started. Because when one door closes, the Lord can even open another one, which is why that. And I talk to somebody. The Lord is looking at us. But many times we are so grounded. It's like the Lord has come to an end. It's so devastating. You give a testimony of defeat. You quit. Remember, even in our model that's right up here. There's something that's written there. Quit trying to be someone else. Quit. You are not like any other. You are special, unique, crafted from above. And you fit where you are. Don't compare or match your way with another person. You are unique. Like even this building. Part Because they say all the man of the stone. There's some stone from the so called Arab Zika called Garibu. There is another one in where? Where do you get the stone? Garibu, Jiro, Kamuri, Leyen. But when all come together, we have a sanctuary there. When it goes to the neighbor, we don't know where he comes from. Kamuri, Jiro, Garibu. But we are all here as a body of Jesus Christ. Can you tell your neighbor? Keep growing up. Growing, the acronym, growing. Go to God in prayer daily. If you want to realize this growth that you are talking about, and when you are talking about the growth, you are talking all the aspects. Read God's word, obey God, with grace for Christ, trust God, and beside all brother, for you to realize your growth, humility, humbling yourself, is the way. And in due time in the book of James, he will do what? He will uplift you. Humble yourself under his mercies and you see through. Going old is mandatory. It's good to remember that. But going up is optional. Going old, you have to go old. Today you are 50 years. Brother, you'll be older than you are by the time you step out of your congregation. Going old is mandatory. Next year when you become here, you have some changes. You may be looking for the speck, and last week you could see it well. Going old is mandatory. But growing up, tell your neighbor, growing up is optional. It's optional, you ask yourself, where am I? May the Almighty God bless us and keep us well. There is a lot of areas God wants us to grow as I bring this on to the end. There are many areas. The world has trained us to live and act like the world. But you're in the world, but you're not of the world. There are many areas. Well documented in the book of Revelation, the nine fruit of the Holy Spirit. The gospel continues. Let us pray. Dear mighty God, continue to minister to our soul. Continue to see us through, dear mighty God, and to know what it entails, dear mighty God, to grow. If growing old is mandatory, and growing up is optional, dear mighty Father, we opt to be connected to you to realize our growth. Even as we enter another week all together, and to release ourselves, and help us to remember our goal is not straight line. There are some hindrances that are there, but by the end of the day, you being on our side, we're going to make it. Hear our prayer, for this we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.